أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the great virtues of da'wat ila Allah and the various aspects of it, that a person must practice himself also, he must be humble also. Further, how to give da'wat is to show the signs of Allah Ta'ala, the great qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala speaks of His clear qudrat which every person can see. In fact, every animal also sees it. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اور اس کے قدرت کے نمونے ہیں. And of the signs, examples of the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ رَاتْ اور دِن, the day and night. What a great phenomena. Unfortunately, we just take it for granted, so we don't realize. But this coming of day and night, the continuous changes, and how perfectly it synchronizes and works one into the other, whether in summer long days and short nights, in winter short days and long nights, but how the system of Allah is working, we're living through it, but we don't see the qudrat of Allah. We just take it for granted, it's happening as though there is no doer. There is definitely a doer, and who is alive, al-hayy, al-qayyum, who is maintaining all this. Wa-shamsu wal-qamar, or suraj or chand, and the sun and the moon. These are also great signs, that during the day, signs of Allah Ta'ala, during the day the sun comes out, at night the moon comes out. When the sun sets, the day has set, and like a person has got problems and he feels that I'm overcome with so many problems and he thinks it's the end of everything, but he knows that after that night the day will come out again. So also he should take encouragement from there. After his problems, again the day, the sun of his life will come out, and he will be again living and carrying on. These things, problems of lives, do come and go. A person must not be so overwhelmed with them and feel that he wants to commit suicide or that he goes into a depression, etc. These are things that come and go. From here we can take all these lessons. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Sajda na karo suraj ko aur na chand ko. And those, these are say, such great signs, but do not worship, do not make sajda to the sun nor to the moon. There are many people who worship the sun, many people who worship the moon, that they control our lives. These are just the creations of Allah. From there, understand the greatness of Allah, how great Allah is. The sun is definitely a very great creation of Allah, and so is the moon, but they are not our gods in any way whatsoever. We should worship only Allah Ta'ala. Or sajda karo Allah ko jisne unko banaya, and make sajda only to Allah, the one who has created all this. Whatever the creation is, whether it is modern technology, whether it is anything else, don't worship and feel these are the things that control our lives, and these are the things that we should turn to for help. Help, we should only turn to Allah, and only Allah controls our lives. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, agar tum usi ko poojte ho. If really your tawheed is in place and you have got proper iman on Allah, you will not turn to anything or worship anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. Phir agar ghurur kare, and if people have pride, and this is just that pride, that a person, and the height of this pride is that folly, that for the truth, for Allah, you don't want to make sajda, but for things besides Allah, that folly of that pride will make you sajda to a tree, you will make sajda to a stone, but you will make sajda to your own brains, that I am a know-all, and I do everything. You will become the slave of your passions, and you will become everything else, but you won't worship Allah. So it is this pride which is the height of stupidity. Pride is that I, and I, there is no I. It is Allah alone who does everything. To jo log tere rab ke paas hain, बाकी बोलते रहते हैं उसके रात और दिन. सो रिमेंबर देन दैट इफ यू डोंट वांट टू वर्शिप अल्लाह एंड यू वांट टू वर्शिप थिंग्स बिसाइड्स अल्लाह, यू हैव रीच्ड द हाइट ऑफ स्टुपिडिटी एंड फॉली. एंड देन ऑल्सो रिमेंबर दैट देयर आर दोज पीपल बाय अल्लाह ताला हु आर प्रेजिंग हिम डे एंड नाइट, और वो नहीं थकते एंड दे डू नॉट बिकम टायर्ड. द मलाइका हु आर कंटिन्यूअसली इन अल्लाह इबादत, दे आर दोज मलाइका हु आर ऑल द टाइम इन द स्टेट ऑफ क़ियाम, इन स्टैंडिंग इन नमाज, एंड इयर्स थाउजेंड्स ऑफ इयर्स पास एंड दे जस्ट कैरी ऑन. They are those who are in sajda and continuously for thousands of years. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't sleep. They are just in sajda all the time. So Allah is not in need of our ibadat at all. It is narrated in a hadith Qudsi that if all of mankind, the first and the last, and all man and jinn, and all animals, and all things that we think haven't got life, all of them engage in the ibadat of Allah, it won't increase Allah's greatness and His excellence by the extent of one wing of a mosquito. And if nobody makes Allah's ibadat, no human, no jinn, no angel, no one makes Allah's ibadat, it won't decrease the honor and greatness of Allah to the extent of the wing of a mosquito. Allah is as great as He is on His own. He is not great because of our ibadat, and His greatness doesn't become less if we don't make His worship. We make ibadat, it is fully for our own benefit. And we don't make ibadat, it is fully to our own detriment and our own destruction. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. और एक उसकी निशानी ये कि तू देखता है जमीन को दबी परी. एंड अनदर ग्रेट साइन ऑफ अल्लाह ताला इज दैट यू सी द अर्थ डेड, दैट इज इन विंटर. Well, after all, from autumn, the earth starts dying off, and you see the grass has gone grey, has burned black. The leaves have fallen off the trees. There is dryness in the air. Everything, it is like the world has come to an end. It is dead. But very soon, you see, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ फिर जब उतारा हमने उस पर पानी. When we send forth our rains upon them, and spring comes, and the first rains of spring fall, اهتزت وربت, تازي هوي or ubri, how suddenly it springs back to life. In the season of spring, the world springs back to life. You see the blossoms, you see the grass turning green, you see life coming. So there is another great lesson, and on this basis, a person giving da'wat should give da'wat that take this example that how the earth dies and it comes back to life, we also will die. We go to the qabristan, we don't hear a sound. All the people are lying quietly in their qabr, but the day will come when everyone will spring back to life again. So this reality, and that there we will live forever. So that is the real life. For what we have been created, the object of life is not this temporary life, but that permanent and eternal life. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. بِيشَكْ جِسْنِ اُسْكُ زِنْدَا كِيَا وَوْ زِنْدَا كَرِيْغَا مُرْدُكُ. Undoubtedly, though he who has made this earth come back to life, he is the one who will make the dead also come back to life. So it's not difficult to comprehend that how can we come back to life when a person is dead, he can't make a movement, he can't wink an eye, he can't move his lips, and then his body is put in the qabr and it is turned to sand, there is nothing left in it. How will it come back to life? We see how the earth is so dead, the leaves, only the branches left, and that also the branches are dry in winter. How easily they break, and they make so good firewood. But very soon, how one rain comes and everything comes back to life. From there we should take this great lesson. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. وہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے. And this is just a one little namuna, an example of the qudrat of Allah. Allah has got power over everything. Things which are impossible for us, for Allah, it's not only possible, it is just one command of Allah and it happens. Like the world which is round, and at the bottom of the world we have the sea, and at the bottom people are walking with their legs towards the earth, they are walking upside down. The water of the sea, it should have fallen out. There is no plastic glass, anything holding it. But for Allah, all these impossible things are not only possible, but it is nothing so difficult, nothing hard for Allah whatsoever. So we should have that yaqeen on the qudrat of Allah, that He has got power over everything.